This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Bureau of Land Management Acting Director William Pendley will stay on until at least June 5th, despite protests from activist groups. Advocates say they intend to sue over the extension, alleging it violates the Federal Vacancies Reform Act. Pendley is in the process of moving BLM's headquarters to Grand Junction. He was set to step down today. Healthcare workers at Denver Health are recruiting other employees to form a union. They're pushing for stronger protections and better benefits in the midst of COVID-19, which has battered hospital finances. Nurses and other employees were among thousands asked to take leave without pay and cut hours. Organizers say some staff don't have appropriate protective equipment. Denver Health did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The stay-at-home order has meant at least one thing for people in Denver. CPR's Taylor Allen explains.
According to new Nielsen data, Denverites are consuming a lot more TV. Connected device streaming in Denver went up 78% in March, the first month social distancing measures were put in place. Some of that viewership has slightly leveled off as warmer weather came in April. Before COVID-19, Denver ranked 21 in the country for streaming markets. Now the city ranks at 10. The most significant gains are in the early afternoon hours, with about a 50% increase in streaming from 1 to 4 p.m., when most adults were at work before the pandemic. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, the New York Attorney General is investigating sexual misconduct allegations at NBC News. The departure of News Chief Andy Lack was announced yesterday. Then the Supreme Court heard arguments today in a case that tests whether the government can require nonprofits to denounce prostitution in order to qualify for funds to fight AIDS abroad. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. If you've been relying on Colorado Public Radio's local fact-based news or escaping the news with our inspiring music selections more than usual lately, and you are able, please consider making a donation today on Giving Tuesday now. Go to cpr.org. 70 degrees, partly cloudy in Denver, 75 and clear in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.